With 1.5 million Canadians identifying as blind or having low vision, what will the future look like as we move to a world where using our eyes for screen time is at an all-time high? The BC Yukon Division of the Canadian Council of the Blind, or CCB, is a group run by the blind for the blind, where sports and recreation, technology training, and peer support are just a few of what they offer. To find out more, visit ccbbcyukon.com.
Hey guys, you're tuned in to 90.1 FM CJSF, listening to the Young Artist Bedroom from Burnaby.
Yep.
I'm Vincent. Yep. This is...
I think Marcus.
And my name is Kyle.
Yeah.
You know what sounds really good right now? A nice bowl of shepherd's pie. A real nice bowl.
Bowl?
Yeah, a nice big bowl. Not a plate. A bowl.
Why bowl?
You know, because it just tastes better, all right? You put some salt in there, you mix it all up, you know? You got it all. You put some ketchup in there, it's not going to fall off your plate. You know what else sounds good? A nice big bowl of...
Yeah, you know what sounds good? Contemporary Stratocaster good. Dual Humbucker Floyd Rose.
You know what sounds even right? Better?
Is that right?
You know what sounds even better?
What's that?
Fuck. Oh, my bad.
What's that?
An Edwards Alexi Laiho signature guitar.
Oh my lord.
I want the katakana.
Oh my god. And these are guitars, right?
Yes, these are guitars.
All right. That's awesome. And what kind of guitars are these? Like acoustic? Electric?
No, they're electric.
They're electric guitars. So you need a whole plug. You need the amplifier. Yeah, you need all of that stuff. You know all that cool jazz, man. You know all that stuff is too damn expensive, man. all of it. You guys were talking about a guitar earlier today, right?
Yeah.
What was that guitar? It was like a real expensive guitar. Real old thing. Like 57 something.
57 Les Paul Custom reissue.
57 Les Paul Custom. And how much is one of those things?
Let's search it up.
You know, that's like what? $500? We're gonna place bets on the table.
$100.
$500.
$500. I think it'd be $12,000.
$12,000, is that right? Whew, that's quite the high
probably
price.
$12,000 US.
$12,000 US.
Oh no, it's actually a lot cheaper. It's $9,000.
$9,000. Wow. Oh my god. That is extraordinary, okay?
Yeah.
and this
month.
Is the kind of guitar you guys would buy, right?
Well, I wouldn't get the reissue. So this version is an aged guitar. It's meant to mimic a 1957 Les Paul.
Oh, come on, man.
So they age it and they scratch up the guitar to make it look old.
For you.
And you'd think it'd be cheaper because usually something that's scratched up is cheaper. It's more expensive, a lot more.
You know, even though it's probably that expensive, you could probably send that to like a thrift store and it probably wouldn't be. It'd blend in.
You know what we should do? You should go on Reverb and check the actual non-reissue price.
Yeah, well, the non-reissue price, I think it's around $6,000.
Oh my god, Jesus!
Let's go on Reverb and check.
We're all gonna have to pile in our money if we want to buy something like that. Pile in a big old cash of money. You know what?
Cal's doing the bidding.
I'm doing the bidding. What are you
especially
talking about?
Since Yale's not here anymore, we're not gonna have enough money.
That's unfortunate. That's a little bit of a sad tale. Yale is quite the sad tale.
Started with the bass amp.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Okay, hold up. When did you guys start playing guitar?
I started playing guitar, in grade 5, we took guitar as part of the music class in school. But I didn't take it seriously until grade 8. That's when I really got into it. I had a guitar. I said, I'm gonna play this every single day when I first got it.
It was
just sitting in its case collecting dust. But then I started picking it up, and ever since grade 8, and I've been consistently playing.
Oh, yeah?
At least most of the days out of the week ever since.
Progressively just getting better and better. What about you, Marcus? When did you start playing guitar?
I picked up guitar around last year.
That's not true.
It is true. I have videos. I think the first time I actually took guitar, let me put it this way. The first time I bought a guitar, it was 2024 July. But after a month, I gave up because the guitar was like crap. It was garbage. But then in November, it was winter. I had nothing to do. And I had like a new guitar that I brought from Hong Kong and brought here to Canada.
Okay.
And I decided maybe I should take guitar seriously. I like music. I like metal. And I just started from there and I started playing music.
Right on. And did you jump in anything like music theory or anything like that?
What's music theory?
What's music theory? Okay, we're gonna move on. What guitar did you guys all start with? Like acoustic, electric?
Well, I started out. I used my acoustic guitar for a bit, but then I started playing electric. It was my dad's. It's my dad's 40-year-old Bullet Strat. It's a really it's a cheap guitar from the 90s.
Wow! You think the price would have jumped up anything?
No, those guitars. No. People probably actually look down upon them. Yeah. So back then there were some that were made in Korea.
Okay, so that
and
one
those are really good for the price. So people like those. This is one of the made in China ones.
Okay, so this one would definitely fit inside this is of a one, thrift store then.
Yeah. Or a flea market.
Absolutely. So even if this wasn't a thrift store, do you think it would sell?
Well, if it's really cheap.
It's really cheap.
$10
electric guitar. Come on. Come buy it right now.
But I like playing with that guitar. It's, it just brings back memories.
Okay.
I'm not super picky on the quality of guitar. Some people, they're really picky on the fretwork and the overall quality and finish of the guitar.
Okay.
I'm fine with guitars that have flaws.
Okay, so you would buy that 57 Les Paul with the custom aging on it?
It's way too expensive.
No, it's way too... Okay.
At that point, it's just fake.
Okay. So you'd rather just get the Bullet from the thrift store?
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. Okay, one more question for you guys. What was your objective when you started playing guitar, and would you say you have achieved that goal?
Well...
Start with you, Marcus.
Yeah, so when I first picked up guitar, I think my first goal in guitar was, have you heard of this anime called K-On?
Okay.
No.
Oh my gosh. So it's like an anime.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Like, and girls. Was it like an intro that you really liked and you wanted to recreate it?
No, it was like a girls band anime.
Okay.
Yeah, that just inspired me to pick up guitar.
right on.
I'm not even joking.
Ooh.
You're overloading the mic.
Is that right? Bro, just keep going.
Yeah.
Okay, you started with anime, right? You started with anime.
Yes.
And where have you gone after that?
After that, I just moved on to Metallica. And then after Metallica, I made like a huge jump into Megadeth and then Children of Bodom. And right now, the hardest songs I know right now is Bed of Razors and Dead Knight Warrior.
Oh my goodness. Whew, goodness sakes. It's like something like quite the dangerous songs to listen to. I don't even think I want to put those on my headphones, man. I think they're going to make my ears bleed, all right?
Smooth jazz.
And hold up. All right, let's go back to, what was it called, K-On? Was anything related to like death metal or metal?
No,
metal
absolutely
at all? Or just
not.
Guitar?
Just,
so like a band or?
Or like 2000s Japanese rock, 2010s Japanese rock.
Well, you say there's like soft rock or? Would you rate it like somebody like Bob Seger or something like that? Rod Stewart?
I don't know how to explain it. You got to listen to it.
I have to listen to it myself. Yeah. Okay. And have you achieved, you've achieved your goal within this journey of yours through guitar, right?
No, I actually forgot about learning K-On songs.
Oh, okay. So your goals have completely switched and changed. Now you're aiming for higher achievements, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's your goal now then? What's your goal now?
It's my goal.
What do you plan on achieving? You plan on being on the big stages? You plan on playing beds of razor?
Beds of razors.
Okay, right. I could picture that. You gonna whip your head back and forth? I whip my hair back and forth.
If my hair was long enough.
My hair back and forth. That would be insane to see, Marcus. Yeah, if anybody didn't know, Marcus, my friend here, has quite the long hair. It's not long, that, you know, it doesn't go past his shoulders. It's more like a Dora cut. Like, you guys know Dora, right? It's like a Dora cut.
Yeah.
And yeah. All right. Thank you guys very much for all your input on guitars.
Yeah.
I hope to learn more from y'all.
Anyways, here's Baby Girl.
Hands on her waist, then it's burned into my mind.
Lily dreams of exploring outer space. Ahmed dreams of becoming someone's favorite teacher. Ethan dreams of going home, of seeing his friends, of staying alive. Right now in Canada, more than 10,000 children are being treated for cancer, and one in five will not survive. When you support Childhood Cancer Canada, you help fund critical research and provide financial assistance to families in their fight. Give life to dreams beyond kids' cancer at livefordreams.ca.
Think, Louie.
business guy.
Hey, you're tuned in at 90.1 FM, CGSF at Burnaby, SFU. You're listening to the Young Artist Bedroom.
Damn right.
I'm Vincent. This is...
Don't play.
Marcus. Come on, man. And my name is Kyle, the one and only Uncle Tony. Yo, let's give a quick recap of what we did today, right? All right? Let's give a quick recap.
Yeah, we talked.
We started with this show. We started the show with a little bit of the history behind sampling and why the artist or the producer, the Dirty Sample, was so amazing. He's worked with Mercules. He's part of two different record companies. Absolutely phenomenal. And we talked about more of the history with DJ Kool Herc, the original DJ.
Talked about our favorite guitars.
Damn right. So we had some fun with that right there. We talked about our motivations with music and,
delicious.
You know.
And
yeah.
We listened to some music.
Heck
so,
yeah.
We hope you guys come back next week. Thursday at 2.
Yeah.
Free Voices is up next. This is our last song, You Don't Need a Reason to Call, by Baby Girl.
There we
it
love
is.
You.
Share the silence or leave it all.